This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
In the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 8, Paul the Apostle describes himself, as a useless Christian. Now, describing himself as thus, he's saying that without God's help, he'd never be able to do God's work. Yet God did indeed choose him to share the gospel with the Gentiles, and he gave him the power to do it. If we feel useless, we may be right, except that we have forgotten what a difference God makes. So I ask you today, as we begin, how does God want to use you? Do your part and faithfully perform the special role you play in God's plan. Verse 8 of Ephesians 3, Paul writes, "Just think, though I did nothing to deserve it, and though I am the most useless Christian there is, yet I was the one chosen for this special joy of telling the Gentiles the glad news of the endless treasures available to them in Christ, and to explain to everyone that God is the Savior of the Gentiles too, just as he has made all things that had secretly planned from the very beginning." If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you are now his servant. And moreover, the word is actually slave. You're his slave. You need to know that you're also, according to the word of God, a priest, according to scripture, and you therefore have a ministry to fulfill. 1 Corinthians 15:10 says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." This is Paul the Apostle speaking. He goes on and says, "His grace, which was given to me, was not futile, but I worked more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me." Now, Paul, he reminds us that while he worked, and he worked hard, it was actually God and his grace that empowered him for the task that he was called to do. So unless God is behind what we're doing, then what we're doing is empty, and we're going to eventually weary of it and just simply stop. Psalms 127:1 reminds us that, quote, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who builds it," end quote. You see, this is how many people can go through the motions of faith, sometimes for years, and still in the end ultimately walk away. All because they were operating under their own power and calling, and not under that of the Holy Spirit. Paul, well, he was endued by God's grace. He was filled, prepared, and given this grace that was needed for the task that God, before the foundations of the earth, had appointed for him to do. It's always that way. It always has to do with both the beginning and the end of Jesus Christ and God the Father. Toscanini was one of the greatest orchestral conductors in the world. Once he was preparing to play one of Beethoven's symphonies, and he was talking to the orchestra, and he said, "Gentlemen, I am nothing. You are nothing. Beethoven is everything." If ever we are privileged to preach or to teach the message of the love of God, or actually to do anything for Jesus Christ, we must always remember that our greatness lies not in ourselves, but in our task, and certainly in our message. Paul the Apostle said he was called to preach the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. And some versions rightfully use the term unfathomable. Think of that. Paul would preach the unfathomable riches of Christ. And indeed, that's our calling too. That's our calling as ministers of the kingdom. Because today, gang, we're not called to preach politics or social issues or even morality. Because Jesus is the answer to all these things. So, hey, I have an idea. Let's just preach Jesus and his incredible blessings. Now, please note, before we move on, that this word administration that's found here in verse 9, administration actually is better interpreted fellowship. And you know what? Fellowship is not something that we can do alone, is it? Our mission must be, by intrinsic design, lived out in community. When we spiritually isolate ourselves, we're going to fail to see the magnitude and the truth of the mystery of our salvation.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.